NextGen is one such voter advocacy group active in several key states across the country and has its own operation dedicated exclusively to Pennsylvania. Sarah Egan is the press secretary for NextGen's Pennsylvania voter turnout campaign, which is mostly focused on turning out the youth vote. She says the organization is conducting its operation entirely virtual this year. Egan is encouraging younger people to vote, whether it be by mail or in person. She also stressed the importance of down-ballot races for Pennsylvania's state legislature.
Our internal polls of folks across battleground states, including a large amount of people from Pennsylvania, show that young people are more motivated than ever in this election.
NextGen has faced criticism in the past. While the organization claims to be nonpartisan, its website is actively pushing to elect Democrats. NextGen will also send out texts to voters asking them to vote blue.
So all of our voter registration efforts are nonpartisan. We will register anyone who needs to be registered, help them update if they change their address, et cetera. But we are definitely a progressive organization. That means we're supporting progressive candidates.
And both in 2016 and 2018, a number of local Lehigh University students who registered through NextGen complained they were turned away at the polls on Election Day. Egan says the organization is aware of those complaints, but says it is up to individual counties to properly process voter registrations. In the Lehigh Valley, Lehigh University's Student Political Action Coalition, or SPAC, is organizing efforts to get Lehigh students to vote. Brian Lucas, the president of the organization, said SPAC, too, has been disrupted by the pandemic.
Yeah, I think as Lehigh students, I think we just really have to recognize that we have a huge responsibility to be a member of this community in that way. And so I think, sometimes people don't always feel like they're a part of the Southside Bethlehem community just because they're kind of secluded on campus. But I think now is definitely the time to really feel like a member of this community.
Plans for large-scale events and concerts aimed at turning out the vote have had to be canceled due to the pandemic. SPAC maintains that it is nonpartisan and wants to allow its members to use their voices on the issues that matter to them. The organization is partaking in a day of civic engagement on Election Day and organized letter writing workshops to promote its members speaking out on important issues. Given how close the 2016 election was in Pennsylvania, voter turnout in the state will be key to the outcome of this election. Jordan Wollman, WLVR News.